do you hear that sound? Yeah.
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Right now, though, I want to talk with Alicia. Hey, you're pretty frustrated with yourself. What's going on?
I feel like an absolutely awful mother, and I'm hoping someone out there can make me feel a tiny bit better right now.
How are you an awful mother?
Okay, my husband and I have two beautiful twin girls, 14 weeks old. Mm-hmm. They're our first and probably our only because having two babies has been absolutely insane. but anyway, my husband, since day one at the hospital, made comments about how he couldn't tell them apart because they're identical. And he will always have to turn to me and ask me which is which. And at first I didn't have any problem because I would always make sure to dress them differently so I wouldn't mix them up. But a few days ago while I was changing them, my brain just went blank with who was wearing what. And I was standing there looking down at these two naked babies and I realized I honestly didn't know who was who. I am a mother who doesn't know her own children. I don't know if overtired, mm-hmm. but I mixed up the kids, and I feel so bad.
So they must, they must be identical in, like, every single way then, huh?
They absolutely are. They're beautiful, and I'm sure as they age, they're going to develop their own personalities, and it'll be a little bit easier to tell them apart, but I have no idea who is who right now, and I don't have the heart to tell my husband, so I just keep lying and pretending that I do, and I just feel so bad about it, and I really, really don't know what to do, and I'm just praying that there's someone who can make me feel a little bit better.
As it stands right now, you honestly have no idea, no gut feeling towards this baby is this baby, and this baby is this baby.
I don't know what to do. Like, if I never figured this out, did I just unintentionally swap my baby's names for life? Like,
right.
This could change the whole course of their being.
Well, and I'm not sure really what it is, because I'm kind of just a clueless dude on this, but there's got to be some sort of way that people can figure this out and plan. How old are your two again?
Only 14 weeks, and I pretty much have already failed as their mother, so I'm a little over-emotional right now.
I got to imagine there's somebody, like Rat said, there's got to be somebody that has some ideas, so we'll open up the phones and see if we can get some thoughts for you, okay?
Please, I don't know which baby girl is which, and it's absolutely killing me right now.
If nothing else, and we'll see if we get something else from somebody else, but if you hang on for a second, I have one idea. The thing with it, It does require that you out yourself to somebody, but I have one idea that I think is fairly guaranteed to help you. Is there anything else she can do, though, is what I'm hoping for. And I'll give mine in a second, but 237 hits, you can text 35270. She is essentially potentially swapped her baby identical twin girls. Is there a way to tell them apart, preferably without having to out herself, if that's possible?
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. It's a shame. We actually used to work with an expert in this particular field, but she's absconded for an office job. So we're on our lonesome in this one. But Alicia, she's having an issue because her little twin girls, I think she said 14 weeks old. I mean, they are identical in, you know, every conceivable way that she's experienced so far. And she thinks if they were a little bit older, this maybe wouldn't be an issue. But it's just little babies, she's having a problem. Now, her husband made a joke at the hospital. They look so similar. I'm never going to be able to tell them apart. You're going to always have to be the one that tells me which girl is which girl. And she laughed, was like, yeah, I got this. Well, she gave them a bath the other day and usually had kind of had them, you know, wearing different clothing or something to kind of help her keep track. But had just been so tired and sleep deprived. I mean, she's got two little 14-year-old babies at home, or 14-week-old babies. No wonder she's sleep deprived. So it occurred to her, she was getting them dressed again, she had no idea which was which. And has just been lying to her husband now for a couple of days. And she's wondering if there's a way for her to figure this out, preferably without having to out herself to anybody because she's embarrassed. And then is there a way to help avoid this in the future? Now, actually, I have an idea. But it does require that she tells at least one person. So we're going to see if anybody else came up with something else. What were your thoughts this morning? Hi.
I don't think they're going to be able to realize, like, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of play it off until you can get a DNA test or take them back to the doctor or something and see if the doctor can help you out with that. Because I'm sure it happens all the time, right?
So your thought is, if, let's say, their names were Sarah and Beth, it's okay if Beth lives as Sarah, and it's probably okay if Sarah lives as Beth.
Well,
is that what I just heard?
I mean,
or no?
It sounds bad if I say yes, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. I don't think that that is a worst case scenario. And here's my idea, and a lot of people in Text Club have the same one. The cute little baby footprints that are taken, that isn't identical from my Googling.
True.
Here.
Yes.
As far as I can tell, the fingerprints, the little baby footprints, those are going to look different. It is possible if she can out herself to at least the clinical staff, this can be solved. It's as simple as that, but she does have to then go and be... They'll laugh at you. They might giggle, but they'll be very helpful.
See, and I don't think I'd want to be the one that goes to the doctor and says, can you tell me which baby is which?
Yeah. I think if you play it off and you're as emotional, Alicia, as you were on the phone with us, and you're just like, I feel so bad. I'm an awful mom, and I mixed up my babies. They'll be like, oh, no, it's okay. It happens all the time. And they'll bust out, you know, little baby footy printies and you get taken care of. And also, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, don't you have your little baby footy printies of Elin at home?
Yeah, and you wouldn't necessarily even have to go to the hospital because mm-hmm. if there's identifying marks on the footprints...
You got a keen eye, you'd probably figure it out on your own, I would think.
At least you'd hope, but you'd still be wondering the whole time, like, did I figure this out right? Did I have the right baby as the right... Like, we could have been working with Maggie all this time and she was Kelsey, her sister.
I'm still pretty convinced that she was, actually. Your thoughts. Hi there.
I do. This happens. Tell her to not feel bad because this happens to mothers of twins all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to babysit identical twins, and their mom, like if she gave them a bath together or whatever, she would use like not the elastic hair ties, but like the scrunchy ones.
Oh.
Put it on an ankle or a wrist so you know which one's which. And she would dress them differently. So one would have on red socks, one would have on blue socks.
And just these little things kind of help. Maybe if you always have one color coordinated and the other color coordinated to a certain color in the future,
right.
She could kind of...
Once they get older, look out because then one will have blue shoelaces and one will have red and they'll trade shoes.
Okay. No, it's an interesting idea. And I think she was doing a pretty good job of that. It was just this one particular bath adventure, I think, screwed her up a little bit. Brad, some of those texts, quite a few of them.
Somebody said, when we had twins, we left their hospital bracelets on until we could figure out how to tell them apart. What worked for us is moles on their body. Another says, don't feel bad. I'm one of four siblings, and I do have a twin. When my mother yells at me, she goes down the line of my siblings' names until she gets my name. I've even been called by the dog's name before. Another says, baby ankle bracelets and just put one on one baby and remember what girl that is. Then once they start to get older, you'll notice the difference between them. Another says, I'm not sure how you can figure out which one is without outing yourself, but whenever you do, here's a tip. A friend of mine has identical triplets, and since their birth, she paints their toenails while they sleep. One gets purple, one gets blue, and the other one gets pink.
All right, so Alicia, for you, we have a couple of suggestions there for how you can try to avoid this in the future, which we will go ahead and just make a nice little list for you and email that to you. But then I think the easiest way, if you just want to get it figured out, know for sure, bust out the cute little baby footy prints. I'm guessing you can probably, as Rat mentioned, you'll look at that and figure it out on your own. But if you have any bit of doubt in your mind, just be the exact same person you were on the phone with us. If you are that emotional, that upset about it, they will be so happy to help you at the hospital and just be like, this is this baby and this baby. And I bet you, because we've worked with some pretty awesome people down the street at Sanford Children's, they would probably be willing to get you a bracelet or something put on. They'll help you out.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't ask the husband, because I'm betting his option would be, well, let's flip a coin.
Yeah. I would probably not go with the woman that called and said it doesn't matter. You can just swap them and that's fine. If you want to figure it out, baby footprints. There you go.
Well, and we're totally seeing a lot more in the text club about the... nail polish on toes.
That's
and
a good way to do it.
Specific colors for the specific baby.
I hope that helps, Alicia. If you do need more help and you need some guidance at all, I think certainly we can try to help you out, but I think you'll be in good shape here.
The Morning Playhouse.
Wake up!
Y94.